President Biden has a new goal in his battle against COVID. He wants to have 160 million people vaccinated by the 4th of July.
There are a lot of younger people, especially those in their 20s and 30s, who believe they don't need it. Well, I want to be absolutely clear. You do need to get vaccinated.
Joining us live, Vice News Chief Political Correspondent Liz Landers. Liz, thanks for being here. So far, the president's goals have been easily met. 200 million shots in the first 100 days, for example. But observers have said the administration was under-promising and then over-performing. But when you factor in vaccine hesitancy, is this new goal going to be tougher to achieve?
We know that the pace of vaccinations in this country is slowing. So I think that is part of what President Biden was recognizing today in these comments and the address that he made. And this goal that he set, which he set for July 4th for Independence Day, to hit that one vaccine dose to 70% of Americans, if he's saying that and he's setting it, he probably is confident that they're going to hit it. But he did acknowledge in these comments today that Americans, that this pace is slowing down and that more people in rural areas and in areas that are hard to reach need to get the vaccine. So the Biden administration kind of rolled out today some of these new plans that they have to reach people in these hard to get places. FEMA is getting involved. They're setting up mobile vaccine units where they can go to places and have the cold storage available that you still need. They have a rollout to reach rural clinics. So they are trying to reach the people that have not yet been vaccinated.
This, Liz, kind of jumps more into psychology or sociology, but I wonder which argument would do more to convince people to get the shot. Will people listen to the message, you know, don't do it for yourself, do it for all those around you? Or is it more about these discounts like 10% off groceries at Safeway or $5 off at Target and CVS?
I have to think that some of these financial and economic incentives are motivating people. I'm sure you saw this, but in West Virginia, the governor there is bribing people basically with getting these vaccines with $100 savings bonds. $100 is a lot of money. That's great for people. So I think things like that will motivate people to get out and get vaccinated. Another thing that I think that the administration is relying on right now is word of mouth conversations that people are going to be having with people that they trust and know, their doctors, with their friends. And there's a focus and a push right now to get out that message. And Biden today specifically, which I thought was interesting, applauded Senate Minority Leader now Mitch McConnell and other Republicans who are urging Republican voters, because we know that Republicans in this country have more vaccine hesitancy, to go out and get vaccinated. So Biden is thanking people across the aisle, basically thanking everyone that he could find right now who is urging people to get vaccinated.
Oh, there's also another change. The White House telling states COVID vaccine they choose not to order will become available to other states. That's a big shift in distribution policy since the president moved into the White House. What's the reasoning behind that?
The reason behind that, according to the administration, is basically to get these doses out to more people who need them. So as we've seen in anecdotal stories and articles over the last few months, there are places where vaccines are not being used, where vaccines are being thrown out, where pharmacists are walking in traffic and in going places to give people the vaccine who may not have had it, who may not be going into the stores to get it. So I think that's probably a smart idea, right? To be able to save some of these precious doses, because we know that producing the vaccine takes so much effort. So redistributing some of that wealth seems like a good idea at this point.
Really appreciate hearing from you, Liz. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Liz Landers, live on WTOP, Vice News Chief Political Correspondent.